We are learning Masechtah Ksubos Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the second line from the Taf, Rav Ami. Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Ami Shoro Lemivel Betchila B'Shabbos. Rav Ami allowed Bia Betchila on Shabbos, on Friday night. He didn't have a problem either with Chabura or with Asiyas Pesach, Hela was Mutta. Omele Rabbanon V'Aloi Ksiva Ksubasa. For some reason we're naming on that not always they write the Ksuba B'Shabbos Techasana, and sometimes they didn't write the ksuba until right before the bia. And here, if you allow the first bia on Friday night, what happens? You don't have a ksuba. And the halacha is that the ish is asa labayla ach yichtvu ksuba until you write a ksuba. So what do you do then? So maybe we should ask it just for that reason, in order that it shouldn't come to having a bia without a ksuba. Amalhu at vasu metaltlim. You have a etza. You give her metaltlim as a mashkin and as a shibud for the ksuba. And that will work, makam the ksuba.
There's no ksuba,
but there's a shibud of ksuba. Ksuba, the main thing of ksuba is that you have to have a shibud of money, a chiev, you mashabid yourself, that you divorce her, or if he dies, they'll give her money. So if you give her a metaltim, you give her something, a mashkin, so that's just as good as a ksuba. Rav Zvid, you don't need them. She has something in her hand. It's not like a shayla of a chiev. She actually has the money in her hand. So that's why it's not a problem. Rav Zvid shari lemivel b'tchila b'Shabbos. Rav Zvid also allowed a bia b'tchila b'Shabbos. Ikedar Rav Zvid gufei ba'al b'tchila b'Shabbos. Some have a girsa that Rav Zvid himself was ba'al b'tchila b'Shabbos. Rav Yehuda shari lemivel b'tchila b'yomtiv. Rav Yehuda said it's muta b'yomtiv to be ba'al b'tchila. Amar Rav Papi Mishnei Derav Aloi tema b'yomtiv the shari ha b'Shabbos. Also, don't say it was dafka b'yomtiv that they might turn up b'Shabbos. Do what didn't fill b'Shabbos nami shari. Even b'Shabbos also was muta b'tchila b'Shabbos. And Amayza Shoya Kachoya, that was Punk the story where he was Mata in Strikase, but Avada is Mata on Shabbos also. Rav Papa was made the Rav Omar no, but Yom Tov Shari, but Shabbos also. Dafka, but Yom Tov is Mutta, but Shabbos is also. Now, why would Yom Tov be different? Only Rav Papa, Rav Papa, my Daitech, what's Pshat, why you're saying Yom Tov is Mutta and Shabbos also? Because Metoich Shahutra Chabur, the Tzairech, Utunam Shlor Tzairech, is the Pshat is because of Metoich. There's an idea on Yom Tov called Metoich that we know. That certain malachas are muta for eichel nefesh. One of them is chaburah, which is shchita. You'll have to do shchita l'tzarech eichel nefesh. So metoich tells you that since this malacha was muta l'gavah eichel nefesh, so it's muta also now mishloi l'tzarech eichel nefesh. It has to be a tzarech hayayim, like Tosh speaks barichas, but it's enough that it's not, it doesn't have to be tzarech eichel nefesh. Metoich tells you that if it's tzarech hayayim, tzarech yontiv, since it's muta l'tzarech eichel nefesh, the same malacha is muta l'tzarech hayayim. So here, Metoich Hutra Chabura Letzarech Feshchita. Therefore, it's also Hutra Legabe Bia, which is a problem of Chabura. So that's why Yontif, but Shabbos, you don't have a Metoich. So he says, if that's the case, El Miata, Mutalas is Mugmur B'Yontif. Are you allowed to make Mugmur? That's, you put these spices on a fire and it makes it smell good. And it was only Mufanakim who did this. So he says, you tell me it's muta to do this on Yontif? The Metoich Hutra Havaro Tzarech, since Havaro is muta Tzarech HaNefesh, Hutra Dam Shloy Tzarech, and muta also for Tzarech HaYoyim to make it smell good? You tell me it's muta? We know that's not muta. So Amalei, so he answers, Alech HaMakra Ach Ashi Ochel Chol Nefesh, Dova Ashov Al Chol Nefesh. The whole heter of Eichel Nefesh and Metoich is only Dova Ashov Al Chol Nefesh. Everyone enjoys that, everyone likes that. This is only from a Fanakim. A regular person doesn't have a need for this. And therefore, it's not Shav L'chol Nefesh. So first of all, we have to speak out. What was the Gemara's Shakavatari here? Rav Papi tells Rav Papa, why is it Yom Tov Mutter? Because Matoich. What do you mean? Everyone holds a Matoich. You know, we all carry out on Shabbos, the Machzor on Shabbos. It's not Echol Nefesh. Teres is with some Echol Matoich. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah of Masechtas Beit Afya Beis says that Beis Shammai says you can't carry out a lulav or a katan on Yom Tov. And Beis Silla says you're allowed to. So hey, let it carry a katan or lulav on Yom Tov. Teres is Matoich. So what do you want? Oh, you say Matoich? So what about Mugmur? What do you mean? Everyone holds Matoich. What do you want from the poor Rapapa over here? Doesn't everyone hold Matoich? So Tosfos asks Kasha. Tosfos did Masecha Ella. And Tosfos answers that you could have said another Pshat in the Mishnah in Masechtas Beis. That there, maybe the reason why it's Mutter to carry out there, because in Erev Yitzah B'Yontiv, there was a Tzal in the Gemara like that. There was a Havim in the Gemara like that. In Erev Yitzah B'Yontiv. So maybe that was Pshat in the Mishnah in Masechtas Beis. That in Erev Yitzah B'Yontiv. But now that we're saying the Pshat is Matoich, he has a Kasha of Mugma. That's the point of it. Now, the Gemara answers that Mugmar is different because not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So, but you do need, so you need two things. You need Tzarech HaYoyim and Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Tosfos here has a Riches that you need Tzarech Hayoyim. For one of the examples are, there's a shayla, if you find chametz on Pesach, could you burn it? Could you burn it because of Matoich? Matoich Shehut or Tzarech HaNefesh, you could burn the chametz. So there, Tois is clear, is that called Tzarech Hayoyim or not? So it's a mitzvah tashbisu, it's Tzarech Hayoyim. So why can't you do it? So Tois says, don't say pshat is because, since you did bittul, it's only the Rabbana, because even the Rabbana would be called a din of Tzarech Hayoyim. Maisa, the Rishonim said it's a problem of muksa there. That's why you can't do the din of burning the chametz. But like upon him, this time says whole arichas about tzarech hayom. So back to our Gemara. So now he said you need din shavach al nefesh. Only if achabrei the roller of Ashi el miyata zdam le tzvi biyomte. If someone captures a tzvi by itself, nizdam aloy. He found a deer. It's hard to get a deer usually, but he got one biyomte. So you let a shecht one on yomte. Hel vein shavach al nefesh. Most people never have. Deer, meat from a deer is expensive and it's very not common. It's hard to catch a deer. So it's not shavach nefesh. You tell me how to eat that? How can I eat it? You tell me it's awesome? I know dova tzarech nefesh kamina. Tzvi tzarech nefesh. He says there's a chilek over here. Mugmar is something a lot of people don't need. So even if they have it available, they're not going to use it. Even if it's available to them. They're not going to use it. So that's not called shavach nefesh. Shavach nefesh means if it's available to use, eat it. Everyone will eat meat from a deer if it's available for them. It's not available for them. So that's called a shavach nefesh because be'etzem it's shavach nefesh. This goes into a whole shayla, which is, I'm not going to get into it now, but people are very busy with this. This is like a big topic always, showers on yontif. You know, according to the Mishnah in Mesechus Shabbos and Mesechus Be'ah, you're not allowed to warm up water on yontif to take a shower. Only tzarech pon of yad ragel is mutter, but l'chol gufay is aser. So everyone has a problem. What do you mean? What's the problem? Cooking up, it's mataych, and tzarech hayayim, so why don't you do it? Teretz is, the Rishonim say, it's not shavel chol nefesh. So everyone asks, well, why is it shavel chol nefesh? I take a shower every day. Why is it shavel chol nefesh? So the answer is, because it's the maisa only mefunakim take a shower every day. Even though a lot of us are all mefunakim these days, but there are a lot of people in the world who have it available for them showers. In France, they don't take a shower every day. Even though they have showers available, they have running water, they have showers in the house, they don't take a shower every day. So something that's available to you, don't use it, that's not called shavach nefesh. It means if it's available for you to use it, that's shavach nefesh. But something that's only mefunakim, like mugmar, is not called shavach nefesh, because even when it's available for you don't use it, that's not called shavach nefesh. Zogt Gemara Vayta, Om Rav Yaakov Eidi, Hoyro Rav Yechon B'tzaydon, also live over B'tchila B'Shabbos. Rav Yaakov Eidi brought down for Rav Yechon HaMemra, that Rav Yechon paskind in the city of B'tzaydon, also live over B'tchila B'Shabbos. It's the issur to do B'ya B'tchila B'Shabbos. Is there such thing as a ra al iser? Rashi explains the question like this. Usually, hoira is against a psak. So you want to make a heter, you need a psak. Because how you mount something without having a psak? Mashek and iser, even if you want to be machmir, a lot that you're safi, you're not sure, you say aser. So it's not sure, loshon hoira is a shvara loshon when it comes to iser. That's more things right now. Mika ra al iser? More says, I'll show you a few places where we have loshon hoira al iser. But tonight, we'll enter the Mishnah. Hayruo beis Hillel shetehene zira oid sheva shanim acheros. It says in the Mishnah Nazir that Hilni Hamalka made a neder that if her son comes back from Mechama alive, she will be a nazir for 7 years. And she was in Chutz Laaretz, and Jitaka made a nazir for 7 years. When she came to Eretz Yisrael, Hillel told her. She has to do another 7 years. Why? Because since she was in Chutz Laaretz, there's Tumas Eretz Amim over there. So she was still called Tomei Meis there. And therefore, she has to do another 7 years of Naziris. So you see a Lashon Hayra, which is the Chumra. Another case, Inami. Kahad Tanya, look at the price, this following price. Chuta Shadra Shenifsak Barubai. If someone's spinal cord was Nifsak Barubai, it's a behemo or a person, that's called a treifa. That is a treifa. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yaakov Eimer, I feel nikiv, even if it has a hole in it already, it has been treifa. And hoira Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov. Again, you see hoira le'isser. We had a hoira by nozi, which is le'isser. Here's a hoira by treifas. We see a lashon hoira Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov, that even a nikiv, even a hole, is called a isser. It's called, you have a lashon hoira by isser. Omrav, who knows Rabbi Yaakov? We don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov. Okay. about the Rabbi Yechanan's Mamra, about us live also on what to live on B'tchila B'Shabbos. And Akhavitz Masli Hachi, Om Rav Vol, Shol Rav Shmuel B'Yakov, Demin Tzur, Rav Shmuel B'Yakov from Tzur asked, as Rabbi Yechanan Mitzaydon, Vanos Shamin, I heard, Mao live on B'tchila B'Shabbos, what's the halacha, you're allowed to be boiled B'tchila B'Shabbos, and Vamali also, he told him also. The Hilchasa Halacha L'Maisa is what? Mutter livol betchila b'Shabbos. The Halacha L'Maisa is that it's mutter to do bia betchila b'Shabbos, and the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Pei, Aruch Hayim Simen Reish Pei, middle Hilchas Shabbos, it's brought down there. Mishum chayvel. There is no chayvel there, like the Mishmur says Mifkad Pocket. And Tosus here speaks out that v'lechashir Hashem yishchiv anoyv. Also, that's choshes that you might shechta behema for the chasana. But Halacha L'Maisa is, it's mutter livol betchila b'Shabbos, and that's what we're passing in Shulchan Aruch.